Baba Tama, Terek HaGazel Tama, saw with the topic of Shin Rikoina. Abayi claims that it's a machloike satanoim, and he gives you a whole shita. A shita means a string of tanoim who all hold that Shinui is not koina. That's about 8 lines from the bottom of Tzadik Gimel on the base. Omar Abaye, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Ube Shammai, Reb Leza ben Yankiv, Reb Shimon ben Alozer, Reb Shmuel, 5 tanoim, Kula Sviru. The Shammai is a group of tanoim. The others are single names. 4 tanoim in a group of tanoim. Kula Sviru Lu. That Shino Bimkaimaim, that Shino is not Kaina. Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be? Most of these tanoim were after the Churban Abayis. The Be Shammai and the Be Hillel were earlier. Shammai Be Hillel, the Gemara says in the first parak in Shammas, they themselves were the Nasi in the Abdezna 100 years before the Churban Abayis. They had Talmidim and Talmidim, Talmidim, and the Be Shammai and the Be Hillel preceded all of these tanoim. So how could it be that there are 4 tanoim who side with Be Shammai? You don't pass like Be Shammai. So the Gemara says on the next Amud, the middle of Tzadik Dalim now, they think the Nechuk of Be Shammai Zil, but that was that. They have a tradition that there never was such a machlokes. They hold that everybody, historical question, is it really true that the Be Shammai disagreed with the Be Shammai? Okay. With respect to what do you have this, very often it's Abai who makes a shita. I never checked. It could be that it's always Abai. But very often it's Abai who lists off this Tana, that Tana, the other Tana, the other Tana. They all hold the same thing. The Ritva in Kiddushin, the Gemara Kiddushin also has by Dovah Shelo Bo Le'olam, Machlek Satanayim, and then Abai lists off all the Tanaim and think that Dovah Shelo Bo Le'olam, he can make a Kinyan and it'll be Chal. So the Ritva there in the second parak in Kiddushin, or third parak in Kiddushin, quotes the Rashbam, who claims that there's a difference how you word it. If you say kulu sviru lahu, like over here, the Loshen, the way it says in our Gemara, kulu sviru lahu, Amar Abayi, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shammai, Reb Leza ben Yankiv, Reb Shimon ben Alozer, Reb Shmuel, kulu sviru lahu. That's around 6-7 lines before the bottom of the Daf. Kulu sviru lahu. The Oho Adishino is not great. So kulu sviru lahu, or in the first parak in Sukkah, the Gemara has a machlok satanayim, where the Sukkah diras keva, Sukkah diras haroi. So there the Gemara says kulu sviru lahu. We all hold that Sukkah has to be a diras keva. We paskan the fraker has to be a diras haroi. So whenever it says kulu sviru lahu, it doesn't necessarily mean that they identify with each other. They vaguely hold from the same thing, but it could be that there are points where they disagree with each other, major disagreement. If he would have said omru davar echad, if Abai would have said Reb Shimon ben Yehuda ben Shammai Reb Leza ben Yankiv Omer Dover Echad, then it means that they hold exactly the same. So that's why Tosis by us has a problem. The bottom Tosis has a problem. They had the Giras and the Gemara, not the way we have. We have the Giras and the Gemara Kula Sviru Lahu. They all hold Shina ben Kaimai Yaman, that Shina is not Kain. Then as you read the Gemara, it comes out that they don't hold exactly the same. There are major disputes between, major differences between these different Tanai. That's what the bottom Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. So Tosis says, "V'yesh loimar, even though Abai said Amud Avrechad, lav davka Amud Avrechad, el kloimar b'shit achas heim." They hold the similar sheet. This Tosis is disagreeing with that Rashbam that the Ritva quoted in Kiddushin. And whenever it says Amud Avrechad, it means it. According to the Rashbam, you have to have the Girsa the way we have in our editions. And our Gemara doesn't say Amud Avrech, it says Kulu Sviru Lahu. It's a Nicha, it's Varev for the Kasha. Whether it says Kulu Sviru Lahu or it says Amud Avrech, it doesn't make a difference as far as the following is concerned. The Goyim have a tradition, the Ein Halacha Kishita. Whenever Abayim, whenever anybody lists off a whole string of Tanoim, the Gemara says, all of these Tanoim hold Sukkah Diras Keva B'ino. And we don't pass them like that. All these Tanoim hold Dovish Lobali Yolam, you can't make a kinyan. We don't hold like that. Whenever you make a collection of opinions who say like this, this is a believe it or not. This is a collector's item. It means that we don't, the implication is that we don't pass them like that. The mainstream sheet, he doesn't have to say Tana A, B, C, D, and E. All holds him, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He's telling you that despite the fact that the accepted opinion is not so, you should know that there's a string of Tanaim who disagree. So whenever there's a sheet in the Gemara, so the implication is that Ein Halacha Kishita, that this is the minority opinion, and it's not the accepted opinion. Yeah. here, HaGozel Kam is talking about the Gzela. That's what we were learning in the previous Perek in Merubah. Ganav stole something. Is it kind of a shinui? So the way it says in the Mishnah later, it depends whether you have a kinyan gzela, you don't have a kinyan gzela. Karka is a machlokes hatana, and whether karka nigzelas, a karka ain't a nigzelas. So we explain what is a machlokes hatana. Mean there's an opinion that there's no violation of a sigzel if you steal karka. That's how Tosis writes in the beginning of Ezel Nesha. Such a strange Tosis. That if you hold karka ain't a nigzelas, machlokes shablaze in the chachamim. We pass on that karka is ain't a nigzelas. Shablaze holds karka is nigzelas. We pass on karka ain't a nigzelas. So according to. According to the way we pass on La Lochadik, that's on Kuf Yud Zainon and Beis. Machlegs Ablaze and Nechacham. Machlegs Haidarsh and the Psukim and Vayikra Perikay. So we pass on Karkein and Exelis. Karkein and Exelis. The Tesis writes in the first daf in Ezel Neshet, there's no love of Lysis. The other Rishon do not agree with Tesis. Rashi and his Biran Chumash and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam both quote the Sifrei and the Sifro. But they both say the same thing, that if you steal karka, chutz la'aretz, you're only in violation of le'sigzel. If you steal karka in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to either le'sigzel or le'signo, one or the other, depending whether the neighbor realizes that I stole it or he doesn't realize. If I bop him over the head and I kick him out of his house, then it's le'sigzel. If we have acres and acres and acres, thousands of acres, thousands of acres of farmland, and I move over the fence and he doesn't even realize that I stole his carcass, and then it's genetic. If I pop him overhead and I kick him out of his house, then it's gzela. So the Rambam and Rashi both write, in addition to the violation, in chutzlo is the only violator of sigzol or lasigno, depending whether he knows, the nigzol knows or doesn't know. In Eretz Yisrael, if a person steals karka, in addition to the lab of lasigzol or lasigno, there's also a violation of lasasigur yachad menach losna shatincha, an additional pasuk in Chumash. So we assume that the l'chol ha'deis there is a lab on karka, the only machloek is satanayim is, whether the Gazlan acquires a kinyan gzela on the karka or not. So Blaise holds a karka in gzelas, he does acquire a kinyan gzela, we pass him there's no kinyan gzela. So the Maynaf Kemina, whether the Gazlan acquires a kinyan gzela or not, what's the difference? So the Gemara has a few differences. There are Kuf Yudzayin and Beis. So one of the differences is, several differences. So one of the differences, we'll get to some more differences. We don't have to cover everything. Listen, get on Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Vav, Tzadik Zayin. So one of the differences is whether Shinu is Koina. The principle that Shinu is Koina only applies if Karka Nigzelas. By Metalpalim, everybody agrees Metalpalim on Nigzelas. The Gazlan acquires a Kin Nigzela on the Metalpalim. If you hold Karka Nigzelas, then Shinu would be Koina. If you hold Karka in a Nigzelas, then Shinu is not, Shinu would not be Koina. Yeah. So the first topic, Abai says that there's a shita here. There are five tanaim hold that shinui is not kain. The five tanaim hold shinui is not kain. I'm talking about arba kamfasor. They're talking about dalat chel de shulchanar. They're not all talking about the geneva. So the first issue where there's a machlekes satanaim is by geneva, whether shinui is kain or shinui is not kain. We pass in la'alocha that whenever the ganav has a kinyan zeila, then shinui is kaina. We happen to paskin that karka ain't an exelus, like the chachamim, the rablezer, the Gemara says it depends, but he dashin fala prat the klal, or he dashin ribu imid for ribu, he dashin the psukim in the parsha of Hashem gzelos, in Shavuos HaPikot, Mayikra Perikei. So we paskin the halacha that karka ain't an exelus, and therefore the gazlan will not be kaina with the shinui. And the tanoim have a machloikis, whether on the assumption that karka ain't an exelus, should you say avadim hukshila karkois or not? If you hold avadim hukshila karkois, avadim arosa ain't an exelus. And if you hold avadim anad hukshila karkois, where's that machloik is satanai? Vavadim amushlach lefanach here. Sorry, vavam a base. That seems to be the shaila whether avadim hukshila karkois or not. The Mishnah is working on the assumption that karka ain't an exelus. There's no kin exel on the karka, so therefore shinoid will not be kind of by karka. And the machlik zameh nechachamim is whether you say avarim hukshalu karkos, avarim la hukshalu karkos. Okay. So the first nafkimine, the first area in halacha where there's a machlik is satanayim, is the most famous case regarding gazlan. whether Gazlan is Koyde B'Shinui or not. In the earlier sugi that we covered already in Perek Merube, the Gemara there quoted the Machlokes to Shama and Bisilo, assuming that it has a Keshe here. The same thing over here, the Gemara, Abai said there are five Tanoim. One of them was B'Shama and Bisilo. That was regarding the Esnan Zayin and Mechir Kelev. That's in Tmura. Yeah, the last four lines on the Daf, on Tzadik Gimel on the base. There is a din that Esnan Zayin and Mechir Kelev is Pasol Lahakrova. If you makrev on the Mizbeach, it's a puzzle, the korban, and the bala korban is not yotze. If he said Hari Allah, or brings a korban Pesach, and it's an Esen Zerem Tekelev, it's not kosher, you got to bring it over again. So what would be the din if someone gave the Zayna grapes, and she squeezed it out and she made wine? He gave her chitim the Esnana, and she ground it up and she made solace out of it. Would you say that it's still possible to gabim is becha? Would you say no, that shinui kaina? Now shinui kaina over here doesn't mean that it's kaina. It means panim chadash is ba'ol l'gan. The psul is only on the original thing. And there's no psul on the shinui. So that's what the Gemara put together. Perek Merube and here Abai puts it together. That's the same issue. Whether shinui kaina or not. So you see that the shayla of shinui kaina is not really an issue of a gazlan. Whether gazlan is kind of a shinui. The shayla is what he said panim chadash is ba'ol l'gan. We know that flour comes from grain. We know that. It's not a secret. Everybody understands that. We know that wine comes from the grapes. You squeeze out the grapes to get wine. The shayla is, do you consider such an idea that Panim Chadash is Bavakan, it's not the original, does retain its original identity. So whatever psul there was on the grapes and on the chitin will not apply to the Dovish and the Shtana. Or do you say Shidibim Kamaimet? Whatever psul there was on the original thing remains. Until it's going to become color, basically. I don't know. If he gave her grapes, and then she planted the grapes, and the grapes become, they rot away in the ground, and then they grow a new grapevine. So that's a different story. The stomach there, Bishama will agree, that's more than shinui. But if you take the original grapes and you just squeeze out wine, so that's the machlek, is Bishama Bisil. The Gemara says this, they all agree, that even if you hold like Bishama, that shinui bimkaima oimei, that chitim asosan chitim, and she made it into vasosan soilus, zaysim, vasosan shemen, and oven vasosan yan, she made it into yayin, the shemen, or whatever. Even if you're like the shaman, that's possible. But the Gemara says this, everybody darshans, heim veloy veloy to say, that the vlad for sure doesn't have the psul on the original animal. That's a din, there's aloch of yotzim in ha'osir, osir. We learn out from a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, I think, when the Torah lists off all the non-kosher birds. So it says one of the non-kosher birds is Bas Hayana. The Gemara Chulin, the Perkei the Treifus, yes, why does it only mention Bas Hayana, only the female? What about the male? The Gemara says, no, the male and female, the ostrich, they're both not kosher. Bas Hayana is a reference to the Beitz of Soif Tome, that if the female ostrich lays an egg, so the egg is also also. Why is the egg also? The egg is not fleshy. So why is that a knife tummy? So the answer is not a knife tummy. That's a din of yotzim and asar asar. So based on that pasuk, that's how we know the din. That if you have a pig and you milk a pig, so you're not allowed to drink the milk. Yotzim and asar asar. Or if you have a cow that's a trefa, normal milk from a cow is kosher because the cow itself is kosher. What if you have a cow? I know it has a broken leg in such a way that the whole animal is a trefa. If I'll sheft it, I won't be able to eat the milk, and it still gives off milk. So the Gemara says that the milk from a cow, which is a trefa, is also same as the milk from a cow, which is a behemah tamea, same as a beis and saif tummy. That's yotzim and ha'asar asa. So here the Gemara says you shouldn't think that yotzim and ha'pasul is also pasul. Let's say there was a psul of esnan zayin chekelev on the mother. So just because there's a psul on the mother doesn't necessarily follow that the vlad, that's yaitzeh from the mother, you're going to say yaitzeh and apostle is apostle. There is no such thing. That's the apostle came below, vlad is same. That everybody agrees. Hey, below shini yayim, that's the machlokes bisham and bisil. Hey, below vlad is same, everybody agrees to that. So those were the two cases that we knew from before. Then the Gemara has an additional case, which I think Tosis quoted earlier. Tosis quoted it earlier. The Gemara also quoted it. Yeah, the Gemara quoted it also earlier. Yeah. The Mishnah in Chulin, the Perek Reishis HaGez. What's the din? That's in Yeridayim. That's in Yerideya. The first din is in Choshen Mishpat, the Ganovim, or the Shina Koina. Second din doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch because it's about Karbonis. It's in Tzmura, about Desan Zayim Chekelev, whether it's even possible after Shinoi. Third din is in Yerideya Chelek Aleph, the Mitzvah Reishis Hagez. There is a din in the Chumash that we don't observe in Chutz Lord. We assume that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shaila in the Gemara, the Machlek is Satanoim, the end of Chula, whether this mitzvah of Reishis Hagez applies in Chutz Lords. But the Gemara says, no, Galma, the Minigolim is that we follow that Tana. The Minigolim is the easy way, that you don't give Reishis Hagez. You only give Reishis Hagez in Eretz Yisrael. Same thing as Zuala Chayayim Vakev. Minig is that you don't, when you shech, it says the Chumash, when you shech, Behemas Chulam, you have to give Zuala Chayayim Vakev, there's a Matnas Kul, you have to give it to the Kohan. We follow Rashi. Rashi says that Rashi learns Pshat and Gemara. No Galma Kahani Klasovi. We follow the Tanaim who say that Reish Zaget doesn't apply in Chutz Lords. Israel Chayim Akeva doesn't apply in Chutz Lords. On the side of the Yerideya, on the page in the Yerideya, they quote that the Hasidim Anshei Maisa who lived in Europe had a practice that they would send money to Eretz Israel and be Mimana Shliach to buy a behemoth and to shecht it in order to fulfill and to give the rishis, to give the Zerah L'chayim V'akeva to a kohen in order to fulfill a mitzvah, or to buy 5 sheep and to shear off the wool, and in order to give the rishis, I guess, to the kohen. Everyone should try to fulfill each one of the tayag, each one of the ramach mitzvahs, I say, at least once in his lifetime. Some sources say that if you didn't fulfill it once in your life, then you're going to have to come back again and suffer again. You'll have to come back, return as a Gilgal, and suffer again until you'll fulfill all of the mitzvah satar. So rather than have to do it again, so let's send some money to Eretz Yisrael and have them do the mitzvah for us, Ayidei Shlichus. So the Reishis Hagez, Rashi explained, the Reishis Hagez is a machlekes hatanaim, b'sham and b'sila, how many sheep do you have to shear off the wool from? So the Shammai have the opinion, 2 sheep, based on a pasuk. That it's called tzon. If you have shtei tzon, it's called tzon. We pass in chamish vechelos. The lashon chamish vechelos, the Rashi quotes, because that's the pasuk from Tanakh, a pasuk for Navi, that indicates that you need 5. The Shammai dug up 1 pasuk that says 2. We still dug up a pasuk that says 5. So that pasuk happens to be read chamish vechelos. So that's why the lashon of the Mishnah is chamish vechelos. You have to have 5 sheep, and each sheep has to have so much wool on it, the value of mana upras. Mana is how much is mana? Is a hundred zuzim? How much is 100 zuzim? 100 zuzim is 25 shkolim, 4 zuzim and a shekel. I don't know whether it's kesef tzuri or kesef medina. I don't know. So mana upras is 150 zuzim. The wool that you shear off from each one of the 5 sheep has to be valued at a minimum of 150 zuzim. Then when you get it all together, then you chayv in reishis hagez. If you shear off the wool from 5 sheep, then you chayv. So this long Rashi, Einem it's tarev, on the outside of Gimel and Vez, and the last line doesn't read well. Rashi first starts off quoting the Mishnah in Chumash. You only chayv in reishis hagez. If you have chamish vechelos gozuzos, that's a loshan anavi, a pasuk from Tanakh that they still quoted. Kolach is mana pras. Then you chayv reish hagez. Then he writes at the end. But if you shear off wool from all 5, then you're already going to chayv reish hagez. Even if you're going to dye all the wool from 4 of them, you're already going to chayv. So you still have to give the reish hagez from the 5th one. What if I shear off the wool from 4 sheep, and then I dye the wool from 1 of the sheep? That's already nishtana parum chadash balakan. It's like it's a different entity. It doesn't count. Then after I dye the wool from 1 of the 4 that I shear off already, then I'm going to shear off the wool from the 5th sheep. So I don't have a vasachas, the giza from the 5 sheep. So the Mishnah says you're not chayv. If I shear off the wool from all the 5 sheep and I already was nischayv, so the only way to become butter is if I'll dye all the wool. If I'll only dye the wool from 4 of them, I'll still be mechayv. That's what Tosis pointed out earlier on Daf Samalav. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Like that. So the last line in Rashi is a little, so it doesn't read straight. Rashi says, if you dye the wool from Gozaz Achas the Tzava, if he shears off the wool from 1 sheep and he dyes it v'chein hashni v'chein hashlishis. So then, when he shears off the wool from the fourth and the fifth, the wool that he cut off already from the first three cannot be mitzarf with the wool from the fourth or the fifth, because it's considered as if it's panim chadash, if it's not here. Ene mitzarfes lemana upras lehischayim. So the last line in Rashi sounds as if mana pras is v'sach hakol. The value of the whole thing is mana pras. That's not the way Rashi started off. That's not the way it says in the Mishnah. It says it's not mitzarfes with the fourth and the fifth. Emet starfos lehischayev the tanin machine. Yeah, so I don't know why it says emet starfos lamono pras. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I don't know. So the topic over there is not really a topic of gzela. It's not a shaila of shino kaina by gzela. He's not doing a gzela. Adrabi wants to do the kaina favor. Let's see, he wants to dye the wool. Instead of giving the kaina raw wool that's all filthy, he cleans it out and he dyes it. He's going to make it spick and span and fancy. And still, the din is that you don't have the wool from five animals. If you dye the wool from one of the four before you shear off the wool from the fifth one, so you don't have a vasachas wool from five animals that you cut off. So it's not mitzdarf lehischayev the rishis. I guess it's not a part of kanina b'shinui. Rashi's lashon is kanina b'shinui. Doesn't really mean kohen b'shina. It means like eskin zayim mechir kel. It's not a shaila being kohen b'shina. Panam chadash b'ol lekan. So it's not this. That's not the thing. That's the schayev in rishis, I guess. So that's the third topic where the Gemara discusses.
I mean, if you hold the word of shino, it's nothing to do with zeila. It's just halacha panam chadash, like you asked. So why should it be tully if there's a din of kinyan zeila or not?
Shalas Badr says that fundamental question is whether it says Shini bim Kaima Aimid. Does it retain its identity? Is still considered as if it's the original, it's still in its original state. The fact that you painted it, you dyed it, you made something out of it.
So who cares whether Karka is Exelus or not? It's a Panim Chadashos. Karka is Ein and Exelus, but it's a Panim Chadashos. So there's an Israel Sigzol, Saivafi Vashava.
So let's say I have wool. And then I have workers, and they take my wool and they make sweaters out of it. I have a sweater factory, so I buy the raw material. They make sweaters out of it. So who owns the sweater? Mamish Panim Chadash. Who owns the sweaters? It becomes Hefker. No, whoever owns the original thing owns whatever grows out of that. That's Aroy Ashbach. Let's say I own a field, and trees grow out of the field. So that's a din of Aroy Ashbach, HaKarka Shele Hishmiya. So if I own the original wool, and then someone makes a sweater out of it, and they dye it, and they do whatever out of it, so it still belongs to me. Even though it's a Panim Chadash, that's the din of Aroy Ashbach. Whoever owns the original thing owns the whatever comes out of it. The only exception to the rule will be over here by Ganav. If a Ganav steals something, if the Ganav has Kinyani Geneva, so Kinyani Geneva, we learn that from Sukkah Merelevin for several in several areas, Halacha. So one of the areas is this area. If the Ganav has a Kinyan Geneva, so we should have really declared that the Ganav is kind of the Gamre, the Chavetz HaGeneva, just believe to pay back money to the Nigba. So the Halacha says, no, the Heshev is HaGzela, he has a Chiyav HaShava to give it back. So that Chiyav HaShava prevents the Ganav from being kind of the Bien of the Geneva. But the moment the Chavetz HaGeneva is Nishtana, so the Mitzvah of Heshev HaGzela no longer applies, because the Pasuk reads, the Heshev is HaGzela, Asher Gozel, only Kain Sher Gozel, only if it's still in its original state. Once it's Nishtana, then there's no longer a mitzvah of Hashavas HaGzela. Once it's no mitzvah of Hashavas HaGzela, then there's nothing preventing the Ganav from being Kainan. So the Kinyan Geneva develops into Kinyan Gomer. So that's only by Medvam Amurim if he stole Metaplin. But if he stole Karka, and we pass on Karka in an exile, so he never had a Kinyan Geneva. So he's out of the picture. So why does the Chayfet still belong to the Nignav? Aroy Ashbach. That's always the din. Whoever owns anything, and then, let's say, I own a chunk of copper, a chunk of silver, and I give it to someone to make a candelabrum, or to make a piece of jewelry from. That's Aroy Ashbach. It doesn't have, Aroy Ashbach means Hakarka Shali Ishbia. It doesn't have to be Karka. Aroy Ashbach is a principle by any ownership that anybody has. Whoever owns something, so whatever develops from that something, if there's something that he owns, becomes Nishtana to become a Panim Chadash, so it's also his. Something grows out of it. Somebody builds a hotel on my field. So the hotel belongs to me. It's Aroy Ashbach. The only thing that will prevent that from taking effect is if a Ganav stole and he has a Kinyan Ganeves, if a Kinyan Ganeves really should have, in principle, we should have said the Ganav should be Koina Lagamre. The only thing that prevents the Ganav from be Koina Lagamre is the Choyves HaShavav HaShavav HaZela. So if the old Machina is Koina, then we dash HaShavav HaZela Asher Gozel, Kain Sher Gozel. So there's no Choyves HaShavav, no Choyves HaShavav, then immediately the Ganav is Koina. So these are so far the three areas where the Gemara has. One is in Yerideh by Reishis Agez, one is in Rosh Mishpa by Geneva, the third one is in Kachin by Yestan Zan Mechir Kelevitz, if it's Nishtana. Then the Gemara has in the area of Peah. There's a nitz on the farm to be Mafrish Peah. When is the Chiyuv Peah Chal?
In terms of
yeah.
And your Nishtana, let's say by medicine.
Make it out of non-kosher material.
So do we say the
shimmy
applies to
the ethnic
medicine
kosher? There is a big machlaikis harishainim, the rabbi in the rush, in the end of brachas. The Gemara talks about in the topic of birchas hareach, so the Gemara talks about must. What bracha do you say when it's not must? So the Gemara discusses what brought. So then the Rabbi Yehuda says, what's with this musk? Is it mutav achila? What is it? And is it mutav achila? Rabbi Yehuda says, it comes from a non-kosher animal, and it's the blood of the non-kosher animal that gets caught somewhere in a duct in the neck or something, and the blood has a certain consistency and a certain smell and a certain taste. Blood is not kosher. Blood from a non-kosher animal is not kosher. But once it collects in this chamber in the body, then it changes and it has a pleasant smell and it has a pleasant flavor, and it's nishtana, a major chemical change. It's nishtana. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, therefore it's mutti. Since it's nishtana, but the major shinui, therefore it's mutti. It gives you a mashal to prove that this is true. So it gives you a mashal that we know for a fact, that if you have a jar of honey and you take a piece of meat, the meat will sit in the honey long enough, the meat will convert to become honey. So what if the meat that you put in is nevela meat? So he said, that's a double kosher. The nevela meat becomes kosher. When it converts to become honey, it becomes kosher. So just like over there, so it's over here. That's the mosh. So the Rosh quotes this from the Rabbeinu Yonah. So he says, Arvach Arvavoy, how did he prove that the musk is kosher because the nisus shenishtan is kosher b'haraya from the nevela meat that converts into honey? He says, how do you know that the Nevela Mika converted into honey is kosher? So the Rabbeinu Yonah apparently understood that from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That's how he read the Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, list the foods that you're not allowed to buy from a non-Jew, and list the foods that you may buy from a non-Jew. There are three lists. There's one list of food you're not allowed to buy from a non-Jew, it's also ba'ano. If you buy stangenon, or wine vinegar from a nochri, or certain types of Avodah Zarah items, then it's also ba'ano. Buy other items, you buy fish from a non-Jew, you buy milk from a non-Jew, gvina sakum, fishalakum, it's also b'achila mutabana. Then there's a third Mishnah list of the following food items may be purchased from a nachri and the mutabachila mutabana, there's no problem. So one of the items that's listed in the kosher listing is honey. So more fact, akasha, why is the honey kosher? Maybe it has some chazish malt in it. I didn't know what the goyim did there. So the Gemara says, Misra Sarya. What does that mean? Will be Masriya. What does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Yonah learns like the Gaonim, the Ran there on the Rif and Avodah Zarah. That Gemara quotes the Gaonim who translate the words of the Gemara, even if it has Chazah Shmaltz in it. But the Chazah Shmaltz has converted to become honey. So since it converted to become honey, you taste the honey. What does it taste like? It looks like honey, smells like honey, tastes like honey. Even if it's Dad Rock, it's Chazah Shmaltz, it's Mutter. Misrasari means it underwent a major change. And the other Rishonim said that's given. So the Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas assumed that's given. That's how he read the Gemara. Then. So he says, well, they're not. The Yani Yisra Shemeshtana would be moving. Has to be a major Shinur. An item Shinur is not enough. Has to be made. Let's say if you buy raw ham from the store and you fry it, so that's not called an Yisra Shemeshtana. Has to be a major Shinur. That the post can discuss, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what would constitute a major Shinur. Then the Rosh apparently understood the Gemara differently. The Nochrin would never mix in Chazah Shmaltz into the honey because it would smell, because it would spoil the honey. Not because Misvasarya it underwent a major shinui and it converted to become honey, so it's kosher. No, that's our chacha, that they would clean out the kelim very well because they're afraid to leave chazash malts, it'll ruin the honey. How do we pass in la halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Birchas Areya. The Magen Aram in Hilchos Pesach has a bit of a discussion, and you're there, El Galat, they have a longer discussion. But the original place where it appears in Hilchos Birchas Areya, when they quote the Gemara about what bracha do you recite when you smell the fragrant aroma from the mosque, so the Magen Aram quotes the Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Yonah with the Rosh. Is it muta b'achilana? Nisus shenishtan is muta b'achil. So the Mishnah Berurah there quotes the hachra of the Prima Gadim that with respect to Nisa deraisa we are machna, with respect to Nisa derabbanu we make by Nisus shenishtan. So Pasha Pshat you would have said that it's a sfeik eredina. The suffik deraisa luchum is suffik derabbanu luchum. But when you look what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim, just quoting him verbatim, he doesn't say sfeik eredina. He quotes that we're matir even a nisa deraisa that turned out to become a nisa derabbanan. Based on the rules of safik deraisa lechumre, safik derabbanan mekulda, we really should have said in one of the cases where the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Prima Gadim, we should have gone lechumre. And nonetheless, he says that we go lechumre. So you see that it's not because b'tara safik sveik edadini. It's Me'ikar Adin, that's how the Shulti Gibarim writes in Masechus Avodah Zarah. Me'ikar Adin, I'm not Gemar with the honey, with the Chazash Malt and honey. So he says that Rav HaPoskim hold like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Me'ikar Adin, the Yisus Shenishtana is really Mutar. The only thing is, with respect to Dinim Deraisa, we're Machmir. But if it's a Din Deraisa that's bottled the Roy, bottled the Shishim, but it's a Dovra Mamed or something, so that's already a Din Derabbanan, so then we make it. You don't say that it's a Sveik. You don't say it's a Sveik in the Dina. The Sveik of the Reis of the Chum, the Sveik of the Rabban Lekul. We're making even in cases where we would have said Sveik of the Reis of the Chum. Unless it's an outright use of the Reis, then we're really making. So this does come up a lot of times. In Kashrus, it comes up, you have an Issa Shenishtan. Yeah. You have a lot of times an Issa Shenishtan. So an Issa Shenishtan, some of the poskim write, some of the acharonim write, the nisa shenishtana is considered a yotze min ha'asa. That's not what it says in our Gemara. Our Gemara talks in machlokes b'shem and b'sil, if you have a korban that was posel, nosan lachitim b'yasnana, nosan la zeisim b'yasnana, or anov b'yasnana, and then she changed it. So if the thing itself underwent the change, that's machlokes b'shem and b'sil, and we are makel there too. But even Basil would agree that even Beishama would agree that a Yotzeh min ha'posel is kosher. The Gemara never equated the two. The Gemara never said that whenever there's a din that a Yotzeh is asur, then a Nishtana would also be a Yotzeh. That doesn't say in the Gemara. That's a Svara that Achrayim raised such a possibility. There may be a Nisa Shenishtana, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that a Nisa Shenishtana should be Mutter. But let it be a Yotzeh min ha'asa. Because where did Michael B come from? It came from Michael A. Not exactly a Yotzeh min ha'asa. That Yotzeh min ha'asa really means a bas hayana, an egg that was gadol b'yisa, or the cholov that was developed in the guf of the behemoth male. But this is also a type of a Yotzeh min ha'asa.
But
the Minchas Yitzchok has a tshuva from his father-in-law, Tzemet Boim, about this topic. He wants to, and he quotes it from earlier, he wants to say that in Nisa Shenishtana, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it should be muta, but let it be a Yotzeh min ha'asa, unless it's a Nishtana twice. But he wants to say that a Yotzeh from a Yotzeh would be muta. Because the Rambam Shita is, the Rambam holds that that Bisar Adam is awesome in HaTorah. You're not allowed to eat human flesh. Cannibalism is awesome in HaTorah. And the Ramban disagrees that human flesh is muta. If a person is alive, of course, you're not allowed to eat him up. You can't eat people up alive. People do it all the time. You're not allowed to eat someone alive. That's upgiving. But let's say someone cut off a piece of flesh. I didn't cut it off. Someone cut it off. But the guy's dead. So if the guy's dead, some may say, Osimano. Let's say, may say, Akum. Ikaradin may say, Akum, I'm not Osimano. Shukunov, the Rambo is Machmas, so they say, it's a Chumr from the Rishon. Ikaradin may say, Akum, I really mutabano. That says that a Mesa Zasamana really only goes on Mesa Yisrael. So the shaila is there any besar adam? Is it macholas asuras or not? The Torah lists off which are the kosher animals. You have to have malager, mafis, parasa, which are the non-kosher animals. So you have by birds, you know what determines by fish, insects, you know what determines which insects are kosher, which behemah, v'chaya, which are kosher. What about by human beings? Is there any rule? So the Ramban says that besar adam is mutter. Besar adam is mutter v'haraya, that if besar adam would be asur, then the milk that comes from a woman's body would be yotzim and hasa, would be asa. I think Mara talks about drinking chalav isha. All the rabbanos, issues of the rabbanos. No, there's no issue of yotzim and hasa there. So it's a right that psar adam is mutar. He said this is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that psar adam is an issa deraisa. So what does the Rambam do with this kasha? If the Saradim is awesome and Antara, so the Chalav Isha should have an Issa deraisa. So what does the Gemara talk only about Isurim derabbanan? So the Magen Mishnah says that if you look carefully in the Rambam, Hilchas Machalas Asuris, when he formulates a din that a Yotzim and Asur is Asur, that the milk that comes out from a non-kosher, from a pig or from an elephant, or the eggs that come out from a non-kosher bird are Asur, so the Rambam says a Yotzim and Asur is only Asur if the original animal that was usher has an isa loisesei on it. But if it's only usher with an isa resei, then the din of yetzim and usher doesn't apply. And the Rambam is careful to say that besar adam is usher min atar with an isa resei. Zeh tochlu, zeh v'lo yacher, since adam is not listed, adam is not a behemoth man, there's no loisesei, but there's an isa resei. So since it's only an isa resei, so mele, there's no din of yetzim and usher on it. So that's what... in the Minchas Yitzchak, in one of the volumes, he has this tshuva by his father-in-law. So he, based on early Achrayna, classical Achrayna. So he wants to say, if an Isser is Nishtana, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yoyin, maybe you should be awesome in Atar because of Yotzim and Hasam. But if it's Nishtana twice, so then the Rambam's opinion is that there's no din of Yotzim and Ha'aser if it only had an Isser Esser. And the Rambam's opinion is that on a Yotzim and Ha'aser, there's no Malkus. Only an Issa Resi on that. What's the thing if you drink challah from a behemoth male? If you eat the eggs from an oiftame? So Tosis' opinion is in Eilat Reifus that you get malchus. Sochim, Tosis holds a huge place like that. Tosis' sheet all over is that if you eat or drink a yotzim in ha'asr, so you get malchus as if you would have eaten the original Issa itself. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam says it's not besar behemoth male. How can you get malchus? You didn't eat the original thing. It's an Issa Resi. So if you'll have and he said the Raisa will be Nishtana, there's room to argue the point that it should be, the Nishtana should still be Asr, B'Toiras, Yotzim and Ha'asr. Maybe Nishtana should be, this came out, B came out from A, but a Yotzim and Ha'asr doesn't have any Malkus, so it'll be Nishtana a second time, so it'll be a Yotzim and a Yotzim, so that's like Chalav Isha. So there's no Isa. Going down, there's no Isa on Yotzim and Ha'asr, if the Isa only was an Isa Asr.
Wasn't there anyone himself, Mafir? He said if it's Nishtana, so...
And he only says Het Tegama, yeah. So this Tzemet Baim has a tshuva. He wants to say, well, maybe the Rosh disagrees from a different angle. Maybe Mikarad in the Rosh agrees that there's no... Rosh doesn't explain why. He just says he's wrong. He doesn't agree with the Rabbeinu Yoyin. So he says it could be that the Rabbeinu Yoyin is right, Nitzad the Yisr Lav, and Yisr Shenishtana is Mutter, because you say Parim Chadosh Bovakam, like you say by the Psul. You say by Macholos Asuris as well. Maybe the Rosh meant only to say that it's also Asma and Atara and Israel Yotzim and Asa. Then he says, then the Rosh would also agree if it's a Nishtana twice, Nishtana Pamayim. Maybe then it should be Mutter. So Nachman, so the Gemara had so far three areas of Halacha where they discussed the topic of Shinui, where the Shinui become Amid. The famous one is Bava Kama, by Gzela, whether the gods on this kind of a Shinui. Another famous one is by Esten Zayin Mechir Kelev, by the Psul. And a third famous one that the Gemara already quoted on Samach Vavim and Aleph is by the Reishis Hagez. Then the Gemara quotes over here another case of Peil. Mitzvah's Peil HaHafrish Min HaKomo. The Gemara quotes a Bryce in the middle of Tzarek Dalet and Aleph. Osechala Pasot Cholikzer. Farmer's not supposed to harvest everything. He's supposed to leave Peil and Mechulul Karka. And the Anim should come and they should cut her off. What if the farmer has a tractor and he just cuts everything off? So Bidi Evet, so let him leave Mina Niktzar. Lohifish Menakoma, if he didn't leave part of the Tvua standing, erect in the field still attached, Mafrish min bar. He's cut everything, so he should leave a little area of the tour that he cut off. What happens? Lohifish min bar. He takes all of the tefuah and he separates the long stalks of straw, which he's going to give to the horse's teeth or something. It's Michael Behemoth. And he separates the kernels of grain and he makes a kri. He makes a big pile out of it. So he should still be mafrish min akri. What happens if he wasn't mafrish min akri? He already made a nisa from it. So that's a machlokes satanoi. When you say shinui koin or shinui koin, what does it got to do with shinui? He's not a gazlan that you're talking about shinui koin. He wants to do the tabasim shalom aniyim. He wants to do them a favor. Instead of being matriach the aniyim, even though the din is supposed to lois lechalap taskol to liktzor, you're not supposed to harvest it. He thought that you have to give matos aniyim, pay him. So he's going to do them a favor. So he's going to harvest it and make flour out of it. He's going to bake bread and he's going to leave the bread in packages and he's going to open up the gates to his field. He's going to tell aniyim they should come in and take all the challahs that are ready baked. So the shaila is, does he have, is that a mitzvah tzedakah, or is he still mechuyim mitam mitzvahs peyah? So that's a machlokes hatanai, whether you say shinu kaina, shinu eni kaina. What's got to do with shinu kaina? Again, it's not a shaila of shinu kaina. The mechayiv of peyah is when you're doing ketzira. When you koitzer the soda, that's when you become mechuyiv to be mafrish peyah. Before you start ketzira, so you're not chayiv in any of these matnas anim. All these matnas anim. Lek and Shik, Peya, and all the others, Peret, all those, everything. The Mechayev always is when you do the Ktsir. So when he does the Ktsir, so the Tvua is in one state. So then he has the mitzvah to be Mafrish Peya. But then when it's so Nishtane, he really made Chalas out of it. So if he'll give a couple of Chalas, he'll give 300 bigs of Chalas for Shabbos to the Anim, that'll be a beautiful mitzvah of Tzedokah. But the Shaila is, would it be the mitzvah of Peya now? So that's a Machlokes Satanai, where they say, Shirin bin Kaima Aimei, this is still the payah. This is the original payah. So he's still yet to the mitzvah of payah. I don't know. Do you say brocha na frash is payah? I don't know. So I'll say the brocha. Or should I say no? That shinui kaina. It means it's a panam chadash of all the kans, considered a different entity. And since everything was nishtana from its original state, so he's no longer fulfillment than the mitzvah of payah. It's a different mitzvah. He's giving stuff that he's giving out 300 chalas for Shabbos to all the local anim. But that's not the mitzvah of payah. So that's similar. The Gemara puts that together. Then the Gemara has the other case, the fifth case. Here there are two girsas in the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Kivega refers you. Rabbi Kivega and Sarik Dalam and Al tells you to look at the Tosfos and Brochos. Exactly how do you read, what's the reading over here? It says, Rablezer Miyankifayim, about 8 lines from the top of Sarik Dalam and Al. Let's me act as one of the 5 tanoim that Rabbi listed up. Aresha goes on social chitim. A ganav steals a bushel of kernels of grain from somebody else. Tchona, he grinds up the whole saw of chitim. Losha, he mixes it with water. Vafo, and he goes and he bakes it. Hifrish memena chala. That's our girsa and his mafrish chala. So the din is, when you do the lisha, when you knead together all the dough, if it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's chai b'chala mina Torah sometimes. And if it's in Chutz La'aretz, there are ganavim in Eretz Yisrael as well in Chutz La'aretz. So if the ganav stole the bushel of tvu and he made losha v'afor, he's baking whatever he's baking. So Shaila, is he baking cakes or is he baking breads? That's the top person that discusses that. Is it a bli lo'av or a bli l'raka? We'll get to that soon. So whatever he's baking. So tevel it becomes chai b'chala. The only question is, he's mafrish the chala. Is he a balabos to be mafrish? The Mishnah, the first Mishnah says in Trumas, Hamisha lay Truma v'im tor ma'et Trumas in Truma. The 5 people who don't have the ability to be mafrish Truma even by the evidence not chal. So 3 of them are cherishat v'kotim, and the 4th one is a term shein shaloi. I can't be mafrish chala if I take your flour and I mix it with water and I make it into bread, cake, or cookies, whatever. It becomes tevel. That you don't say, Einan Masa Dabba Sheinu Shaloi. That becomes devil. But what do I have the ability to be mafrish chala? The answer is no. Like I don't have the ability to be mafrish truma, someone else's tvua. I don't have, unless the other fellow's memanim is a shliach. The pasuk in Perei Seder says, Kein turima gam atem, gam the rabbis is a shliach. But if I wasn't appointed as a shliach, I'm a ganev, the Einan Torah Mal Dabba Sheinu Shaloi, it's not even chal to the yevet. So that's what the Tanner of Lezem Yankov says. Hefish b'menachalo, the hafrosh is not, does not take effect. Because eid on the term dobushenu shaloi, and the mele, the bracha that he said is the bracha lebatala because the chala did not take effect. Ein zeh mevarach al menai. He thinks that he's fulfilling a mitzvah of hafrosh is chala, and he said a birchas hamitzvah. It's not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a bracha lebatala because the chala does not take effect. That's the pasha pshat ninyanah. So what's the topic that we're discussing over here? What area of halacha here? It's not really the area of hafrosh is chala. It's not Yeridei. This is Chayshe Mishpat back again. This is the Shaila. He's Hareshe Gozal Soshal Chitim. He stole a bushel of grain. So the Shaila is he stole it in the state of Chitim. And then he grinds it up and he kneads it and he bakes it. It's Panam Chadosh Bolak and he made a Shinui several times over. He did Tchona, he grinds it up. Losha Afor, he did three Shinuyim, one after the other. Tchona, Losha Afor, three Shinuyim. So the Shaila is whether the Gazlan is kind of a Shinui. If the Gazlan is kind of a Shinui, then it belongs to him. It can't be Mafresh to Mr. Maiz. It can't be Mafresh Tal. If you are like the Shammai Shinim and Kamem, the Gazlan is not kind of a Shinui. So it's not his. It's not really, you're not really discussing a Sif and Hilchas Chali. You're discussing back again to Hilchas Gzela. Whether the Gazlan is kind of a Shinui or not. It's kind of a Shinui, so that it's Adam Mafresh Trumal Babashu Shalai. That's the way we have the Giris and the Gemara. It's because the chala is not chal. That's the simple reading. That's how Abai says. Rob is going to argue with Abai. Rob rips apart the whole shita. Abai said, all these five tanan, they all said the same thing. And Rob is going to argue with Abai. He says, no, each one is a different thing, totally unrelated. But the way Abai presents it, Amar Abaye, 10 lines from the bottom of Tzadikim Lambez, Abai says they're all saying the same thing. So what is over here? Because the way we have the girsa, the question is whether the ganav is kind of a shinui or not. Is the hafrosh eschala effective or not? The hafrosh eschala is not effective, then it's a bracha levatol. Point out by it. The Kivegi tells you to look in the Tosis and brachas. The Ramas Chaloch al Tevel, where Tosis has a totally different girsa in our Gemara. The Kivegi there, on the side of that Tosis, on Daf Mem and Al, points out the Fonenu Leisa. In our Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadik Dalet, it doesn't say like Tosfos Girsa. Tosfos has a different Girsa. That if the Gemara says Shloshu Shochlu Ka'achas Chayovim Lezamin, if three people ate bread together, so they're obligated to bench Mizum. That's only Shochlu Ka'achas. Three people ate together. What if three people have a conference call? One is in Los Angeles, and one is in Eretz Yisrael, one is in New York, and each one is eating a sandwich at the same time. So they can't bench Mezumin, even though they're talking to each other the whole time. It's not Ochlu Kachas, they have to be eating together. And even, let's say, each one ran into the cafeteria, each one eats his own, and they didn't even realize there's someone else there, and at the end, each one is ready to bench. Oh, they pick up their heads, and they see that there are another two people in the cafeteria. So you're not Chayovim Lezamin, that's for sure not. Or HaShulchan says it's a Rishus. Okay. Maybe it's a Rishus, but for sure you're not Chayav Mizan because it wasn't Ochlu Kachas. So the Mishnah says in Brachas, what if you have three people? They're sitting together, they're always good Chavim, they're sitting together and eating. They're eating non-kosher bread. They're eating non-kosher bread. So the Gemara has a Pasuk, Kesher Rishoyim, Eina Min Aminim. The Gemara has based on the Pasuk. That when Rishoyim do something in unity, in unison, that's not considered. When many people do mitzvahs together, so that's in a daima yachid ha'isa ritzanu shamachim nebruvim ha'isa ritzanu shamachim. Then it's beroivam hadras melech, and it's a hider in the mitzvah if it's done b'tzibur. But if many people are doing an aver, it doesn't have more koyach. By what is zar, there is an institution of irni dachas that many people worship by what is zar together. It does blend in together. But apparently by other Rabbeinu, the Gemara assumes that it doesn't blend in together. And each one is on his own. So if you have it, and it's mevatel and it's tziruf. So even though there was a tziruf, the shlosh shoch l'kachas, they're good friends. They sat down to eat lunch together. They only say the birchas hamazon over the bread. Let's say they ate kosher bread, but they ate non-kosher meat, non-kosher cheese or whatever. So the rest of the meal was non-kosher, that's not an issue. The issue is on the bread. If the bread was not kosher, then the Mishnah says you don't bench mezuma. If the bread was kosher, then it's called shlosh shachlo kachas. If the bread is not kosher, then it's called shlosh shachlo shalokach, then there's not zero between. Kesher Shamayin Menam. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Rambam understands that to mean that on non-kosher food you don't say a bracha at all. You don't say a bracha on moitzi in advance. You don't say if you're eating. The people in NCSY have this problem all the time. The parents give them non-kosher food and they want to eat kosher food. But they can't fight their parents too much. A little bit they always fight the parents. Too much they can. So they can't say a bracha. They know they can't say a bracha non-kosher food. So sometimes they eat kosher bread. So they say hamaitzi on the bread. And then they don't have to say a bracha on the food. So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. That when the Mishnah says that if the three people ate non-kosher bread, they don't bench mezuzah. It means you don't say any. You don't bench at all. You don't say a bracha lefana. You don't say a bracha shalachra. You don't say a bracha at all. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. Other Rishonim disagree. It only goes on if not kol shlosh shachol kachas, because kesher Rishonim ain't a minamin. So Taisus there, and brachas is talking the way Taisus learns the Mishnah, not like the Rambam. That on non-kosher food, you don't say any brachas at all, not before, not after. Taisus goes about benching mizunah. So Taisus says, achidish, if I stole someone else's bread, the bread is kosher, but I stole the bread. So Taisus says, that's also kesher Rishonim ain't a minamin. If I steal, Taisus had the gears in the Gemara. Arei shegozo so shalchitim, he stole a bushel of grain, and he made flour out of it, he ground it up, and then he made dough, and then he baked it, and then he gives it to all of his friends, and they're all eating stolen bread. So do they bench mezuman or not? Taisus doesn't have a discussion. Do you say mafish chalit? They don't have the gears of mafish chalit. They have the gears. The question is whether they bench mezuman. So Taisus says, the gear says that since it's stolen bread, so they did an Avera, so Keshur Rishayim and Amin Amin, so there's not Tzirut. It's not called Shlosh Shachol Kach. It's an interesting gear. Anyway, but when we have the gear, it goes on Afrashas Chalo, that the Afrashas Chalo doesn't take effect. And according to Taisus, what's Menayitz? Einzim Avarech Al Menayitz, what's Menayitz? According to Taisus, you have to bench, you just don't bench Mezuman. They shouldn't have said the Zimun, that's all. But the benching, you gotta say. Taisa doesn't agree with the Rambam that you don't bench at all on Macholas and Sirs. But the way we have the gears, it goes on Hafrash Haskalah. That's why the Tap Taisa by us, as well as Taisa from Sanhedrin, has the same discussion. In Sanhedrin on Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, I think it is. Here it says Vav and Beis, that's where it begins, but I think it continues Zayin Omer Aleph. So the Taisa asks the same question they ask over here. The Ganef is obviously a religious man. Ben Adam Lamakim, Ben Adam Lachavere, he's a Ganef. But Ben Adam Lamakim, he's careful about being Mafrish Chala. So if he's so religious, why does he wait to be Mafrish Chala all the way at the end? It says, Tchona Lo Shabafor. First he ground up the kernels of grain, then he made it into a dough, kneaded it into a dough, and then he baked it. And after he bakes it, then he's Mafrish Chala. Why does he wait to be Mafrish Chala after he bakes it? He's supposed to be Mafrish Chala when you do the Elisha. Before the Afiyah. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus has two suggestions. Mishas Gilgul Mischaya Bechala Eler. So why is he Mafrish Chala after the Afiyah? Afav Hifshim Alcham. Al Rusa Kamash Medav Pishas Kol Hashinuyim. He did three Shinuyim. He did Tchona Losha Vafor. Despite the fact that he did three Shinuyim, this Tanner Rav Lezer Meyakev holds, and even three Shinuyim are not Kaina. Still, Shina Bimkai Maimed. Even with three Shinuyim, nothing changed. Okay, that's the first suggestion that Taisus gives. Inami, the second suggestion, this same answer they give there in Sanhedrin as well. Taisus has in Brachas and in Psochem, there's a contradiction between two Gemaras. When is one Chayiv and Chala? So one Gemara says that the Chayiv Chala depends on Lisha. If you did a Lisha, then you Chayiv and Chala. The other Gemara says it depends on Afiyah. And it has to be Afiyah B'Tanur. Based on the pasuk, "Ofo es and noshm lach mechem etaner echod," it says in the Teichet. So you see that it's only called lechem if it's baked in a tanur. If you bake it bechamo, so that doesn't count. That's that. So that Gemara says that it depends on afia in a tanur, and the other Gemara says it depends on alisha, which means a bila ova. So which is it? Does it depend on alisha? Does it depend on afia? So Taisus says there's a mishnah in Chala that says that it's either or. This is the Rabbein Tamshi. He said that it's either or. If you had a blila of, if you did a lisha means a blila of, even if you make it roilach, it's raw. it's raw. So if you're going to make, if you plan to do a bishul on it, if you do it, if you're going to eat it the way it is, then it's not chay v'chala. That's not called lechem. You take flour and you mix it with water and you make dough out of it, and you eat it the way it is, that's not an Easter tevel. There's no mitzvah of fresh chala. Mitzvah of fresh chala says, why b'chol from lechem aretz? So if you did a blila ova and you plan to do a bishul, okay, so the bishul is going to make it edible. I'm going to take this dough that's kneaded and I'm going to put it in a, cook it in a pot of water and a pot of soup. I'm going to make dumplings out of it. It's not going to be baked, it's going to be cooked, but it's going to be roi lachil because of the fact that it was cooked, made it edible. So that's one route. That's chayv and chala. But what if I did a blila raka? I didn't do a lisha. A lot of the cake mixes that they have, you just mix water into the... It's a batter. It's not a dough. You mix it like this with a spoon or with a mixer, and then you pour it into the baking tin. It's not like challah that you knead it and you slam it down. And it's a big fat thing, and then you have to pick up the dough and you put it in a baking tin. You don't have to pick it up. You take the batter, Aunt Jemima's stuff, and you pour it in, and it pours into the things. That's a blila raka. There was no lisha. So there you have to have an afiyah. That's how the Rabbein and Tamfar emphasize the two gemaras. If you do a blila ova, even if you do a bishul, it's chay v'chala. If you do a blila raka, it's only chay v'chala if you do an afiyah later on. And that's how the Rabbein and Tam read the Mishnah in chala. There's a Mishnah in chala that says, if it's chilosoi iso, the sofo subgonin, it's chay v'chala. Sometimes chay v'chala, and tchilos and subgona masofu isa, sometimes chay v'chala. So what's tchilos and what's sofu, what's going on? So the Rabbein Tam says, tchilos means, did you do a blila ova, did you do a blila raka? If it had a blila ova, tchilos and isa, even if you're going to do a bishul at the end, sofu subgona. Subgona, usually, they cook them. Subgona are not baked in an oven, but they're rather cooked in mashke. So if it's Tchilasa Isa, means it originally had a Blila Ova, and then so for Isa, then if I did a Blila Raka, then I bake it in an oven, then it's Chayv. If I did a Blila Ova, even if I'm going to do a Bishul, it'll also be Chayv. If you switch the mind in between, so that's the whole discussion in Taisus and the Rambam. So that's what Taisus assumes, that everybody knows their Shita. So that's what they say over here. Inami, the Ganav over here didn't make bread out of it. He made cookies. He made a batter out of it that pours. Mishum, the Echad ain't Tchilasa Isa, it's Tchilasa Subganim. They're alluding to the Mishnah and Chala. If it was Tchilasa Subganim, means originally had a Blila Raka, so it's not going to be Chay v'Chala unless it's going to have an Afiyah. So then the Rabbein Tam holds, and you can't be Mafish Chala until you actually do the Afiyah. So the Ganav knows, not only does the Ganav know the Din, he even knows the Rabbein Tam Shita. So that's why the Ganav first bakes it, and then he's mafresh challah. It says chana loshem afor the hifrish memena challah. The Ganav knows shenem al tamachov. He knows the din is since it had a blila raka, it can only be mafresh challah after you do the afiyah. So that's what it's talking about. Ein mischay bechallah lachar afiyah. So that's why nokta hachi. That's the case that the Bryce is talking about. And the Ganav made cookies over here, or he made a cake that had a soft batter. That's a chumra. Mikra din and Shulchan Aruch, they don't, this machlek is the Rabbein Tam and the Ramban, that's the Shitas Rabbein Tam. That's b'negeir techala, and the Rabbein Tam holds the same is true b'negeir to hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. When do you say hamoitzi, and when do you say bari min mezeinus? So you only say hamoitzi if the thing is called lechem. Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. When is it called lechem? So either, let's say, if you eat wheatina, farina, oatmeal cereal, you can eat a ton of it. You never say hamoitzi on that. It doesn't have a din of lechem. That's always going to be bar minim zeinus. Cake is called lechem. It's called pasa babekistan. It's a lechem that's usually eaten as a snack. So if you eat a little bit of cake, you're not kaveh suda on it, then you say bar minim zeinus. If you eat a lot of cake, if you kaveh suda on it, then the Gemara says it becomes hamoitzi, and then you wash until the sidaim, and you have to recite bichas hamazon. And you say hamoitzi on that. So that's on a cake that has a shein lechem. It's a pas, but it's a subcategory. It's a pas al bobikisti. It's sometimes not called pas at all. So in order to be considered lechem, in order to be considered pas, what he needs, and Rabbi Natan repeats again, the same chadgadya. He says the same place as appears in brachas that appears in psochim. The same thing, but the Rabbi Natan says, if it had a blila ova, if it had a lisha, thick dough, even if you do bishul, it's going to be hamoitzi. And if it's a thin batter, then it'll only become lechem. It's anyway going to be barbin mezonos, but you're going to cook it, you're going to bake it. But if you be kaver sudan, would you have to say hamoitzi or not? So the Rabbi Natan holds it only becomes a lechem if you're going to have an afim. So that's the shita's Rabbi Natan. So in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Hamoitzi, in Aruch Chaim, and in Yerideh, in Hilchas Chala, we don't pass them like this Rabbi Natan. They pass them like the Ramban, that if you have to have an afiyah in order that it should be called the lechem. If you had a blila ova and you did a bishul, so that's not called lechem. You have to have an afiyah. So it all depends on afiyah. But the Ramban holds that you never have to wait till the end to be mafrish chala. If a person does a blila raka and he plans to do an afiyah, so is it ready chayiv and chala right away? It can be mafrish chala right away. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Whether you did a bli laraka, you did a bli lava, it doesn't make a difference. If you plan to do an afiyah at the end, so it's chayiv and chala from the very outset when you did the nesinas amayim, and you can be mafrish chala and say a bracha. So the shach writes on the side of the page there in Yerideya, there's room to be machmer. Baal nefesh should be machmer to be choshish for the Rabbi Natan shita, like you read here in the Brice and the Gemara. That if you did a blila raka, even though you plan to do an afiyah, you should hold up the hafrashis chala till after you do the afiyah, like the ganef did. Lashav afav hifish b'menachal. You should do like the ganef. You should be choshish for the rabbin and tamshita, not to be koreshem on the chala till after the afiyah. The Rambam will agree that if you want mafish chala before afiyah, you can be mafish chala later. Just lechatchili, she really is mafish b'shas nesinas amayim, and you mix the flour with the water. But according to the rabbin and tam, it's not chal. If you had a blila raka, al menos to do an afiyah, it's not chayv and chal to lift, you actually do the afiyah. So the shach recommends you should be choshev for the rabbin and tam shita to wait till after the afiyah. These are the two shitas, the way it's quoted in Yerideya, the way it's quoted in Aruch Chaim. Rabbin and tam says either blila ova, even if you're going to have a bisha later, or a blila raka, provided you have an afiyah later. And we don't paskin like the Rabbi Natan. Shach recommends to be choshish for Rabbi Natan. Then we don't paskin like him. We really paskin like the Ramban. That whether it's a blila raka, blila ova, is lamala v'lamorid, it all depends whether you're going to have an afiyah. If you plan to have an afiyah, so it's chayv and chala right away. You can put it in a spoon and take out a little bit of the blila raka, very soft, sometimes very soft batter. Take out a little bit of the blila raka and. You can be Koreshem Chala now. There is a third opinion in the Rishonim that's not even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that in order to be Chayv and Chala, you need both. You need a Blila Ova with an Afiyah. Exactly how it fits in with all the Mishnais is a little questionable, but there is such an opinion.
Why don't
we
say it's
Pan Chadosh? Pan
Chadosh
is not
Chayv and Chala. No,
it's too late to be mafresh chala. Interesting question. I don't know. And what's it then? If a person baked the bread, cake, or cookies, and he should have been mafresh chala originally, and he didn't, and he goes and he bakes it, so why do we say that it can still be mafresh chala or mafresh chumas and maizis later on? Why don't you say panu chadash is bo'al lekan? I don't know. Interesting question. But we don't say it. It's a good question, why not? But we don't say it. Yeah, that's this third opinion. The Meiri quotes such an opinion that in order to be Chayv and Chala, you have to have Lila Ova with an Afiyah. You have to have Lila Ova with an Afiyah. Soloveitchik said that he heard from his mother that when she got married, her father-in-law, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, told her that in Chalas Chutzlar, the Gemara has all kinds of kulas. All this lekulas and chorus on Daf Chav Zayin. So Rav Chaim said, basically, whenever there's a safek, you go lekulah, even more than safekas. Chalas Chutz La'aretz is a din de Rabbanim kal miyot. It has many kulas. Even though a chalas Eretz is also only with the Rabbanim bizman hazeh. And Shumas and Maisis bizman hazeh is only with the Rabbanim. But we make a much more chalas Chutz La'aretz. So he said that his mother told them, B'shem Rav Chaim, that that whenever she bakes bread and whenever she bakes a cake that only has a blila raka, she doesn't have to be mafresh chala. Chalas chutz la'aretz, we can rely on the day of hamekila. Chalas eretz, so he said, should not be mekel. But chalas chutz la'aretz, because you can be mekel relying on that opinion. Avnei Nezer had a tshuva about this. He writes that in Chelek Yeridim, Hilchos Chala, he writes that the minhag by the bakers always was that they're not mafresh chala. Here in America also, a lot of the religious bakers, not bakeries, religious people. So you ask him whether the mafresh chala and the cake and the cookie, you say, what do you mean chala is only a chala? Chala is a chala. So that's, the pashtus says that that's not correct. Yeah.
Well, the
Shach
said again, we should machmir, well, maybe
probably does say it, I don't remember. Probably does say it. It doesn't come up that often, but if that comes up, you should, he probably would say you should be machmir for the rabbi. Unless he only says it here because Ben Kavaka Yamafri Shala, so may as well wait till later. I don't know. Gotta look in the shop. The Orach HaShulchan has a whole, has a lot of times he goes off on a wild chiddush. The Orach HaShulchan says that the cake that you eat as a snack is not chai v'chala. Lechem, oy v'chalchem lechem, it has to be bread. So the Pashtun says that that's against all the Rishonim. He has a Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a Shver Rabbeinu Yonah, brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like he says like that. Whatever is a cake or cookies that's only eaten as a nash, so it's not chai v'chala. The Pashtun says that that's not the it's not the accepted opinion at all. Cake and cookies are also chai v'chala. It's also pas. It's pas habob b'kisne. It's a subcategory of pas. On regular pas, you always say hamoitzi. On pas habob b'kisne, sometimes it's b'zeilis and sometimes it's hamoitzi. But the fact that it's sometimes hamoitzi shows that it has a shein lechem. It is a shein lechem. So you always chai v'chala. Pashtus is not like that. So there are bakeries where they rely on that. There are hashulchan. Even though they don't know, they never heard the Orach HaShulchan. They know on their own that that's the din. They know on their own. They can write the Orach HaShulchan themselves. So the Pashtus is that that's not correct. So the Avnei Nezer writes that the minig by the bakers always was in Europe. He checked and he found that the minig by the bakers says that they're not mafresh chala on a batter. If you have a loose batter that pours, they're not mafresh chala. They are mafresh chala on cakes and cookies, but only if it's a thick dough. The loose batter not. So he says it's against halacha. Where'd they get it from? He didn't have the Me'iri, that the Me'iri has such an opinion. They need Lisha v'Afiyah. You need both. Not that it's either or, not like the Rabban, everything depends on Afiyah, but rather that you need both. He doesn't have such. So he says, what is it based on? So he says, what do you mean, I'm meaning the bakers? Bakers are Amaratsim, you can't be lying there and hugging them. Forget about what the bakers say. What do the Rabbanim have to say about this? So first he starts off, the bakers are wrong. Then as at the end, he makes a suggestion, maybe the bakers are right for a different reason. He wants to say, if it pours very easily, if it's such a thin batter, sometimes you have a thick batter, sometimes a very thin batter. So he says, if it's a very thin batter, and you pour it into a baking tin, and you put it in the oven to bake, so he says, maybe that's called bishul. Maybe that's not called afiyah. Why? Because it's liquidy when you put it in the oven. After it comes out, it's a solid sponge cake or something. But since when you poured it in, it was so liquidy, so putting it inside the oven, that's like putting water in a can, in a container, putting it in the oven. It says, maybe that's called bishul, maybe it's not called afiyah. So maybe that's why it's not chai v'chala. So he comes to that maskana. Yeah, the pashtus is that that's a big chiddush. Chalas chutzlars, maybe you can be made like that. Chalas Eretz Yisrael, the pashtus is there's no room to be made. So Abai made this statement. Abai says that he thinks all these five Tanoim say either Omer Dover Echod or Kula Svir Lohu Shirimim Kamaim, and at the bottom Tais points out they don't say exactly identical. There are slight differences between them, but in principle they're saying something very similar. Abai says they all say the same. And then the Gemara quotes Rava rips apart Amalei Apapal Abai, here right in the middle of Tzadik Dalana. Amalei Apapal Abai, Apapal says, how can it be? I mean, half of the Tanoim disagree with Beis Hillel, how can it be? So he says, no, Hachi Karmel, Nechle B'Sham Esil, Dover Zeh. They don't have such a historical tradition. Their tradition is that there never was a Machloek. B'Sham Esil all agree that the Shinui is not great. So that's what Abai says, and Abai puts together all these Tanaim, and these Tanaim, funny Shita, they deny that there ever was a machlek, a fundamental machlek of Bisham and Misil. So Rabbi disagrees with this. Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi says, how do you know that there's a Shita, Mimai, Vezuk, that all the five are saying the same thing? Dilma Al-Kan Lakami, maybe only Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda disagrees. Bait Seva, why Hoveroi? The Gemara has a, Rabbi introduced, the Gemara has on Tzad Gimel and Beis, the Gemara has a big machloikas, what's the din of Shina HaKhoizu Libriyos? I made a Shinui, and it can be reversed. I can reverse it back. So the top Taisis quotes, Rabbi, the very top line on Tzad Gimel and Beis, Rabbi Isle Afila Shina HaKhoizu Libriyos is Koinemena Torah. That was their shtickle Torah. Taisis said, that's what they wrote in Meruba. They said, what's the machloikas? Yeah, so Taisis interpreted. So Rabbi holds Koinemena Torah. The Gemara says over here it's kind of the rabban. The derais is only kind of shina shena chayz of the brios. Shina chayz of the brios is not kind of manatar, but it's kind of the rabban. Then the Gemara has a third opinion. Shina chayz of the brios is not kind of, period. Not kind of manatar, it's not kind of the rabban on the bottom. And then the Gemara has a further machlokes. How do you define shina chayz of the brios? I stole wool and I took a knitting needle and I made a kippah shruga, made a sweater. All you have to do is pull the wool. You untie the whole sweater, the whole thing come apart. You roll it back again. You don't have to be an expert to unravel the sweater that the person made. So that's one kind of shina chazal b'yosai. So you'll have the three opinions. Rabba holds you kind of an atar, the Gemara holds you kind of the Rabbanim, the third Tana holds you're not kind at all. Then there's another shina chazal b'yosai. Someone dyed a garment. I stole a colorless sweater and I dye it. Well, and there is a very strong Clorox or something that can take out the whole dye. But you got to go buy that thing. It's not so easy to get it. You have to go get the special chemical that can remove all of the dye. So that's a further shaila. Is that really labeled as a shina chazal b'riyasa? So that's what Gemara says. That's what Robert Tainan stopped by. How do you know they string together all the five Tanaim? Omar Rava in the middle of Tzadik Dalin and Al. Mimai, how do you know that all the five say the same or similar? Dilma, Kalakam Rav Shim Ben Yudah, Hosam Ela, Bitzeva, Ogroi Lahavir Aydei Tzofun. You can get a very strong detergent, a chemical, that'll take everything out. Yeah, the Gemara before was speaking about this chemical that can take it out. The Gemara says, but if he dyed it with Kloilon, then it doesn't come out even with the tzafun. I'm sure there is a chemical that's but that chemical you got to go to a chemical lab. That's not so available. Clorox everybody has. So if you can undo it, I de Clorox, that's one machlokes. That's a shayla. Is that called shina chazal b'riyos? You can stand on your head and undo it. I de kunz. But the fact that you can take it to a chemical lab and they can undo it, that's probably not called Shina Chazal B'yosef. The Kalailan can also come out if you use the right chemical. Rashi writes, Kalailan Doima L'Tcheles. The fourth line from the bottom of the Rashi and Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis. That's what the Gemara says in Menachos. That in the days of the Tanaim, when they had Tcheles, that there were a lot of fakers who were selling imitation Tcheles. Tcheles has to come from a certain sea animal. So they used to take Kalailan, which comes from a vegetable, which is much less expensive. Kla'ilon is the exact same color, daimel tcheilas, and you can't tell the difference whether it's tcheilas or kla'ilon. Yeah, what color is kla'ilon? So we'll know what color tcheilas is. So that's what we mentioned the other day when we were doing Parshas HaShavua. Last week, but Thursday. So we mentioned that the Orach writes on kla'ilon indigo. Indigo belongs. So indigo we know. Indigo is blue. So that seems to indicate that tcheilas is blue. If tcheilas is purple and Kla'ilan is blue, so how can they fool the customers into believing that they're selling them Tcheles if it's in Gansan a different color? So you see from the Gemara, Kla'ilan and Tcheles are the same color, otherwise not sure I have to make a mistake. That's why it's a pella there. In Eretz Yisrael, there are different people are selling Tcheles. So there's one group is selling Tcheles that's purple. So everybody says, that's ridiculous, how can it be purple? The reason why they use purple is because Rabbi Herzog wrote a doctoral dissertation when he lived in Ireland. So So he developed the whole theory that it's a certain sea animal, and the dye that comes out from that is purple. Sure. That's his maskana, that it's a purple thing. So there are those who follow what he said. And the others follow what he wrote, a whole dissertation, and in the last five pages he backs out because of a kasha that someone sent him from Paris. Some curator or some museum sent him misinformation. So based on the misinformation, he said, oh, it's a similar that it's not that sea fish, it's not that shellfish, it's a different shellfish. Aye, that shellfish is purple, so what can you do with it's purple? So in the last five pages, first he developed the whole thesis that it's this sea fish that gives off the blue dye. That's the same color as indigo. And because of a kasha that was based on a mistake, so he changed his mind. So this Professor Zideman, whatever his name is in Eretz Yisrael, so he says, you got to follow Rabbi Herzog, chief rabbi. You got to follow Rabbi Herzog. And he says that it's the purple. And most assumed that Rabbi Herzog would have realized that the curator from the Paris Museum made a mistake. He didn't know what he was talking about, so he would have stuck to his original thesis before the last five pages, that the Tchelis is blue. How can he say it's purple? So how can he confuse Kloilim with Tchelis? Anyway, so that's Shaila. Machol, so it's also a Shaila like that. What's Chavis Das writes like this. If you have non-kosher food that became Nifsal Me'achila Sodom. So there's no Issa Derais. There's Issa Derabbanon. Sometimes there is no Issa Derabbanon. There's no Issa Derais. What happens if you have non-kosher food, I take it out of the freezer and I start chewing on it. I have ham, non-kosher hot dogs, and I start chewing on it. I break my teeth. It's hot like a rock. Or it's burning hot. I fry the ham and eggs and he eats it burning hot. So that's not called Nifsal Me'achila. You eat it. It's Royal Achila. It's easy. If it's hot like a rock, you wait till it thaws out. If it's burning hot, you wait till it cools down. You don't need a special chemical procedure to figure out how to make it back Royal Achila. That's not called Nifsal Me'achila. That's called eating Shaloka Derech Achilos. If it's Nifsal Me'achila, Nifsal Me'achila, so then it becomes mutter. So the shaila is, what if I have non-kosher food and I pour it in ink and it tastes awful? But you can easily wash off the ink. You hold the ham under the faucet and all the ink will go out. You don't need a special chemical process. So the Chazon Ish writes, that's not called Nifhi. Along the lines of the Chavis Das, that Nifsal Me'achila means it's spoiled. But if it's ice cold, hot like a rock, or it's burning hot, and you eat it, that's shloike derech achilasai. That's not called nifsal me'achila. So the Chazon Ish says, what if you put in an ingredient that makes it pogum, makes it taste awful? So he says it depends. If you have to bring it to a chemical lab in order to remove that, you have to use some kind of a filter, some fancy thing that the layman can't do. So then we would declare that as nifsal me'achila. But if a layman can do it, just wash it out under a faucet and sure, you take off all of the ink. So that's not called Nifsal Me'achila, that's only called Shloka Derech Achilos. It's a little bit along those lines. The Gemara is distinguishing over here. What is it called? Shina Achoyz L'Briyos. Shina Achoyz L'Briyos means a layman can revert it back. If he can revert it back, I take Tzafun, with real strong Clorox, you know you can buy the Clorox in the store. So that's a shaila in the Tanaim. Is that called Shina Chayz L'Briyos or not? That's what Rava introduces over here. Rava says, the first Tana that you said that you hold Shinui is not Kain. No, that Tana holds that this is a Shina Chayz L'Briyos. Bishamai said that Eslan Zayna Mechir Kelev is also even after Shinui. They don't deny that Panam Chadosh Bolakan. To bring a carbon on the Mizbeach, it's so most. Eslan Zayna Mechir Kelev is so most. It's most Lagavoya. So here it's a Chumra Bishamai. That's how they darshan the Pesukim, Gam. Gam the Rabbi Shinui Yein. But not that Bishamai meant to say in Kola Tarakula that Shinui is Ein Akoina, that Shinui Bim Kama. No, it's just a Chumra Lagavoya. Maybe Rabbi Lezer Meyankim says that you can't be mafresh challah. That you can't be mafresh challah even after the three shinuyim, chana, the losha, vafo, even after the three shinuyim. It's still considered stolen bread, and you can't bench mezuman the way Tosfos and Brachos have the girsa. The way we have the girsa, it's still Torah mal dabar she'en shalah. It doesn't belong to me. I don't have the right. I don't have the ability to be mafresh challah. Maybe he never meant that. Maybe he really meant to say, you do have the ability to be mafresh challah, but linya bracha shiny. How can you say a bracha on it? Asher kedishana b'mitzvayisav. He quoted the pasuk about Seh Berach Niyetz Hashem. The reciting of the bracha is the impropriety. He never meant to say that it's that you're not koina. Now he's also asking that you're koina, and the chalas does take effect. It's torah maldabeshu shaloi, but it's a mitzvah b'baver, so you're not allowed to say a bracha. That's why he knocks down each one of them. Shinach is lebrios. And then this Gemara says, the Rabbi says, Ba'akan lechamer Rabbi Shmuel Hasim, Rabbi Shmuel says, when he gets to the Chiyuv Peyo, he says, even after he made all the Shinuyim, he's supposed to leave Peyo Bekomo. You're not supposed to cut it down. So not only to cut it down, he separated the Psolus from the Ochel and made a Kri, and then he ground it up and he made cakes and cookies, and he made Shabbos de Kachalas out of it. So Rabbi Shmuel says, even after he bakes it, he can still be Mafrish Peyo. Right, so he says, yes, so how can the Rabbi and Tam say the Hakanik Marsa Mitzvah Babaver, but once you kind of no Mitzvah Babaver? So Taisa said, Brocha Shaini, even though it's not, strictly speaking, it's not a Mitzvah Babaver, he still shouldn't say Brocha. You mean, but the Gemara says Brocha Shaini, Brocha Shaini. And even though it's not a Mitzvah Babaver, but the Gemara used the Lashon, Mitzvah Babaver. Hakan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yankiv, Hasmel, Linyim, Brocha. So the simple reading is you can't say a bracha because it'll be a bracha about tala because you're not yotze the mitzvah. And the Rabbi in time says no, you are yotze the mitzvah, but bracha shiny. But say berach niyetz Hashem, you shouldn't say a bracha. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch like that. If you have a dalet minim, that's shalcho based on yish v'shinu v'shus. Let's say it was already yish v'shinu v'shus by the merchant who sold it, and I bought it from him. So the din is like Tyson said before that you yoytze the mitzvah. So the mechaber writes is still shouldn't say a bracha. So it's linya bracha shiny. Mechaber quotes that rabbi in that Tyson earlier on Samach Vav who quoted this gemara, and he interpreted the gemara to mean bracha shiny.
That was the read that argued on the rabbi Tam.
Yeah.
That because the gemara says the maskon of the gemara is bracha shiny. The rabbi Tam brought this as a raya to the gemara that you still say mitzvah there after shina.
Aha shinui.
Meaning it's a pella. The Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from the beginning of the Gemara. It's like he doesn't. The maskan of the Gemara is much more like the Ri.
Yeah. That's very difficult. Pashto says even the Rabbeinu Tam has to agree that lacha shinui. That's the Ramban writes like that. Lacha shinui. They all agree that panim chadosh ba'olakan that it's not a mitzvah ba'baver. The whole machlekes the Rabbeinu Tam only was if you koina the yush. And then he quotes, the Ramban quotes the Gemara. The Ramban isn't Lulabah Gosa. He points out the Gemara, Lulabah Gosa seems to say explicitly. Whenever the Ganef is kind of Bishina, then there's no mitzvah about that. Yeah. So you have to say, you're forced into saying that Brocha Shaini.
Very quoted to the random parrots there.
Then the Gemara says, "Benegir to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the chiyuv chala, the chiyuv hafrashas peya continues even after major shinuyim. Maybe it's also it's not a din in kol haTorah kula that shinu b'mkayma oimed. It retains its original identity. No, maybe he would agree in kol haTorah kula shinu is panim chadash and bolakan. He only says it here by matan staniim because it says tazav yisera. The Rashi explains what does mean tazav yisera." The mitzvah is written in two, in Parshas Kedoshim, and then again in Parshas Achrei Mois. It's written twice. It must be to be marbe additional cases. So the Gemara says, what's an additional case that they would all agree? Amaf ke kamer lekidetanya, they quote the Bryce. Amaf ke kamer vishkam laboke betzora. A person is, in order to be chayv in shumas amaisris, you need two moments of chiyuv. You have to have avo ashlish, the Ad Yisrael, and you have to have Miruach. If you have either Havah Shlish, it was owned by a Nachri, so then there's all Shalav, Yesh Kinyan and Nachri, Beretzol, have Kinyan, have Chumas Maisis. So that's one moment of Chiv. By Chumas and Maisis, the two moments of Chiv, Shas Chay Vasoi. Yerushalmi calls it Shas Chay Vasoi. So the one Shas Chay Vasoi, one moment of Chiv is the Havah Shlish, and the other moment of Chiv is the Miruach. So let's say Hegdish Patas. Hekdish Patas, if it belongs to Hekdish, either Bishas Havoah Shlish or Bishas Miruach. Let's say it belonged to me Bishas Havoah Shlish, then I'm Makdish it, then I'm paid it back, and it belongs to the Nevi Shas Nevoah. So it belongs to Hekdash in between. So that does not patter. Hekdash only patters if it's Bishas Abu Ashlish or Bishas Nevoah. The same thing by Chala. There are two. Same thing by Chala. What are the two Shas Chelosas by Chala? I forgot already. But at least over here, they're. The two Shas Chelosas by Chala is Nisinus Amayim and Gilgul. There's a while in between. If you eat tevel, you chai misa b'day shemayim. Today, the whole chalas eretz is on the rabban, all trum is mice on the rabban. But when you have real tevel, so if you eat tevel, there is, and then you chai misa b'day shemayim. So the Mishnah says, you only chai misa b'day shemayim if you eat the tevel by the chala after Gilgal. If you eat before Gilgal, then there's no misa b'day shemayim. But nonetheless, there is a possibility to be mafresh chala anytime in between the sinus amayim and the Gilgal. And the same over here. You can be mafresh trumas maizes before miruach. But if you eat before miruach, you're not chai misa b'day shemayim. You can be mafresh. You have to have havah shlish. You can't be mafresh bodem mechuba lekarka. You can be mafresh anytime in between havah shlish and tzira and the miruach. You can be mafresh in between. So if it's hegdish in between, it does not patah. But if it's hefker in between, then it does patah. That's what the braisa says. Maybe we'll pick up from this tomorrow. Why is that so? Why should hefker be different from hegdish? And why is matnas anim different? Okay.